will call roll. Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Dunn?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
All right.
Member Alejandre is not here.
He's
excused absence.
Yeah, excused absence due to work assignment on his regular job. All right, we have a quorum, so I declare this meeting open, and this is the open session meeting for video, June 28, 2017. First item of business is approval of the open session minutes from the last meeting. Is there a motion?
I move that the board approve the open session minutes from the regular meeting of May 25, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, the motion carries unanimously. I have no further, I have no report or comment for this meeting. Any board member comments or report? Mr. Ostrowski?
I would just tell you that currently we have 6,133 locations that are operating 26,971 PDTs. So we continue to grow.
And that is the equivalent of how many casinos?
It's 22.
Very good. Thank you. Public commentary. Donna Moore? Are you looking for any frequent flyer points this month, since this is second in a row?
It was so much fun last time. I thought I would find a reason to come talk to you all again. So, good morning, Mr. Chairman,
morning.
Members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski, Mr. Lorenzini, Donna Moore. I'm here today. A few months back, I think at the last meeting I spoke at, Caleb Malamud spoke about the governor's directive to all agencies to review rules and regs to make them more transparent and easier for the public to understand. And so in that regard, you all voted to make some technical changes to your rules and to delete unnecessary or duplicative language. So on behalf of Aristocrat, and I'm sure many others who are in the audience today, we would like to propose some changes to further this idea of potentially duplicative requirements. So as both the casino and the video industries have grown, we found that there are many riverboat suppliers who are also licensed on the video side as manufacturers, distributors, and suppliers. And I think we're even beginning to see casino owners who may be crossing over and want to be involved in terminal operators. So our suggestion, respectfully, is that you consolidate the renewal dates as well as the information submissions for video and riverboat. And prior member Gould used to say that every time your staff has to touch an application, that that's more work for your staff. So one of the things we hope is that this minimizes the number of touches. So first is to renewal dates. What happens now is that a licensee on the riverboat side and the video side can have a renewal date 4 months apart, 6 months apart, 8 months apart. And what happens is that they are having to complete and update complex financial information, personal net worth information, multiple times a year. And your staff, the flip side is, they're having to review very similar information multiple times a year. So at least the fix, hopefully, is relatively easy in that the licenses can be on one side or another, could be continued by operation of law, and that way you sync up the renewal dates of both the video license and the riverboat license. And continuing a license by operation of law is something that has been done in the past for a variety of reasons. The longest time was when we didn't have a board, and for 9 months, all the licenses had to get continued by operation of law. So the Riverboat Act states that a supplier's license, you have to pay an annual fee. And while there's no specific mention of a time frame, the rules say that you can have a supplier license up to 4 years, a multi-year license, but that every year you submit an annual information update. And I would just note that on the update of information, regardless of when your renewal is, all licensees have a responsibility to update material information with this board promptly. So even if you submitted a renewal last month, if something changed, you have to submit the update of information this month. So that's always there, sort of, at a macro level. On the video side, the Act says that licenses are renewable annually, and a fee has to be paid annually as well. So the timing of these annual submissions on the riverboat side could be coordinated with the annual submission and renewal dates on the video side, which means that your staff is spending less time re-reviewing information, re-interviewing people, and writing multiple reports. And on the industry side, licensees are spending less time having to recompile information multiple times a year. And we'd go a bit further and suggest that once we have a coordination of renewal dates, that the information request then could be combined. So whatever you all want on the video side as well as the riverboat side be combined into one information request, and that it's sent out as one document, both the investigative request for information as well as the financial request for information. And in that way, I think it eliminates any due date confusion on the part of licensees. So in short, we're recommending one renewal date on both sides, one request for information that goes out from the IGB, and then one due date for all of the information to be submitted. So we appreciate your time and consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Well, thank you, Ms. Moore. Have you put this in writing yet? But if you have, I haven't seen it.
I think we have in the past on behalf of a couple of different supplier licensees. That's where it seems to come up the most. But we thought in light of this new state directive to streamline things, we would talk about it in public session.
So what would you suggest? Obviously, statutorily, there's two different provisions. Riverboat is up to 4 years. Video is 1 year. And they're during certain months of the year. So by operation of law, sometimes when the board doesn't act, then it still reverts back to their original licensure month. So are you suggesting that if, let's just say, the renewal dates for Riverboat were January and for video June, that then the license in January would be only approved for 6 months, and then in June you marry them up? Or how are you suggesting that it actually functions?
Well, I would think, and sometimes, and this has happened sometimes in the course of, I think, Mark, in the course of sometimes settling some cases where it's gone on for a while, and when we settle, the renewal date gets changed because it's continued by operation of law. And then, for instance, you know, everything has been completed and done, and then the renewal date is, you know, was 2 months ago or something. And in essence, we've changed the renewal date to be a different month than it originally was. So I would think that at least initially you hook them up, and either you give a longer renewal date to marry them, or you continue the first one by operation of law, and then just have a new renewal date for both of them. I think that as long as statutorily you have the, quote, then annual renewal as well as the multi, it's probably easier to do it on the riverboat side and push it to the video side, because you are allowed a multi-year renewal to link it up to the video side.
And then the other issue is completeness. I mean, it seems to me the issue we experience most in licensing and financial analysis is that the applications are not complete. So even if the dates are married, we have Mr. Burke's unit or Mr. Lipinski's unit constantly bugging licensees for information, which they don't get. Seems like what the industries should be more focused on is making sure they get us complete information.
Well, I don't disagree with you. And I think that maybe having, you know, what we hear is, you know, we just did this 3 months ago, or we did this 6 months ago. So I think by having one date, I hope it helps you get complete information on time, and it helps the licensee because they're not doing it multiple times. And, you know, for better or worse, especially with key person net worth statements, as you know better, you know, a lot of these individuals are traveling, they have work demands, and getting them to focus on updating their net worth statements more than annually seems to be a difficult task sometimes. So I think if we consolidated it, I hope it helps you all get prompt and complete information. And the flip side is that then the, you know, the push in the, on the industry side is, hey, you have one renewal date now on both sides. Get your information done.
Ms. Moore, if under your proposal you were to continue or extend or change the renewal date for, say, a riverboat from January 1 to July 1, mm-hmm. so as to marry it to a video renewal date, then would the riverboat pay another full renewal fee for that, or a sliding scale?
You mean for fee? The stump period?
Yes.
Well, easy for me to say. I think the state needs money.
I'm guessing approach. Oh,
so maybe. I would say that for the stump period, they would pay a prorated amount and then go back to their annual renewal fee.
Okay. So you're not proposing new money for the state here, I take it.
Well, I try to find ways to, get the state new money, right. But, we pay a lot of taxes here in Chicago, right. So hopefully some of it filters down right. To the state.
Anyway, Mark, do we have this, do you have the her proposal, or would it be helpful to have, put it in writing?
Donna can, but I think we generally know. I think what would be helpful is probably for the board to hear from Bob and Jim about some of the other issues that we experience, right. And maybe talk about some of those things. But
and I had a conversation with Mr. Lorenzini, and I can go over some of the details as well. And if it's helpful, we can put some more specifics in writing and pull some of our past correspondence.
Well, sounds like that's up to you, because it sounds like we understand your proposal at the staff level, certainly. I think the board does. I think this has been helpful. But if you care to add anything by way of a follow-up letter, that's always welcome. Thank you, Ms. Moore.
All right. Well, I'll spend my summer break figuring out when I'm going to pop up.
You got 2 months.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Terminal operators, initial license, Golden Route.
Good morning, Chairman Chasey and members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski and staff. My name is Martha Sable from the law firm of Greenberg Traurig, and I represent Golden Route Operations Illinois LLC. I am joined today by Sean Higgins, the company's chief legal officer, and we are here to respectfully request the board's approval of Golden Route Operations as a VGT terminal operator. On behalf of the company and its president and CEO, Mr. Blake Sartini, we wish to thank the board and the staff for its time and consideration of its BGT terminal operator application.
Mr. Administrator, do you have any comment?
No, just that we've had the opportunity to obviously look at Golden Route's operations, all of their key personnel and financial information, and we'd recommend to you that their initial license be approved.
All right. And we have we've looked into this very carefully. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Golden Route Operations, Illinois LLC, DBA Golden Route, Illinois, for a term of 1 year expiring in June 2018. As the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Very much.
Thank you.
AP Gaming, license renewal. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and my review of materials provided to the board, I move that the board renew the terminal operator license of AP Gaming LLC for a term of 1 year expiring in June 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Manufacturers, distributors, and suppliers, license renewals. there a motion as to Curl and NRT?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the supplier's licenses of Curl Group LLC and NRT Technology Corporation for a period of 1 year expiring in June 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Suzo Hap, renewal of distributor's license. Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the distributor's license of Suzo Hap Gaming Solutions, LLC, for a year, period of 1 year, expiring in June 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Technicians and terminal handlers.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month staff provided you with a number of technician and terminal handler applications, and based on our review of those applications, we are recommending that the board issue 47 terminal handler licenses and one technician license. We also recommend that the board authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial to three applicants.
All right. Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board approve 47 terminal handler licenses and one technician license and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to Will Centeno, Mikhail Sean Ash, and Robert William Jones.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff additionally requests that the board approve the renewal of the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were previously licensed or renewed in June of 2016 and who are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board rules. We further ask the board authorize the administrator to issue a notice of non-renewal to one individual.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the license of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in June 2016 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and remained in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of non-renewal to Christine C. Hoolian.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Initial licenses, approvals, and denials.
This month, staff provided you, members of the board, with a number of video gaming location applications for your review, and we ask the board to consider approving 95 video gaming location licenses and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial for four locations.
Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 95 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in June 2018, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Bobby McBride, DBA Hollywood Lounge, Pig Dog Pub, Inc., DBA Pig Dog Pub, and GMG Enterprises, LLC, DBA Pub 29, and Cozy World, Inc., DBA New Cozy Korean Restaurant.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, license renewals. Second motion.
Staff next recommends that the board approve the renewal of the retail establishments, truck stops, and veteran paternal establishments that were previously licensed or renewed in June of 2016 and who are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act and the board rules. Staff further recommends that the board authorize the administrative issue of non-renewal to one location.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve the renewal of licenses held by retail establishments, truck stop establishments, and veteran and fraternal establishments previously licensed or renewed in June 2016 that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the board's rules. And also authorize the administrator to issue a notice of non-renewal to 1807 Partners, Inc., DBA, Illinois, Poveretto.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, administrative requests for hearing and requests to reapply.
We have four requests for hearing this month. The first request is from Phase One, otherwise known, Doing Business as Trudy's Cafe Cash. And it has established a prima facie case for a hearing by raising an issue regarding the owner's conviction. And we recommend that the board grant this location by hearing.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board grant the request for hearing submitted by Phase 4-D Inc., DBA Trudy's Cafe, Cash Island, since it had established a prima facie case for hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The second request, however, has failed to establish a prima facie case for a hearing, and we accordingly recommend that the board deny it.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing submitted by Omega Bar and Grill LTD, DBA Omega Bar and Grill LTD, since it fails to establish a prima facie case for a hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next request for a hearing is from Simmerton Tap. The board denied Simmerton in May of 2017 for having outstanding tax liabilities. Subsequently, the licensee showed to the board that it had not been informed of those liabilities, and once it was informed, it paid off the liabilities. So we are recommending the board rescind its denial and grant the request of establishment license to the applicant.
Very good. Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on evidence provided to the board establishing that this applicant has resolved its tax liabilities, I move that the board rescind its May 2017 establishment license application denial and grant an establishment license to Simmerton Tap LLC, DBA Simmerton Tap LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff next asks the board to defer consideration of the hearing request from Illinois Interactive Gaming LLC until the August board meeting. This deferral was requested by Illinois Interactive Gaming to allow time for a meeting with staff to discuss the basis for the board's decision.
Very good. Is there a motion to table?
Yes. Based on applicant's request, I move that the board table consideration of Illinois Interactive Gaming LLC's hearing request until the next regular board meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Request to reapply.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month we received two requests to reapply. The first request is from Neatly Twisted LLC. The board denied Neatly Twisted's license in February for failing to disclose a 2002 conviction. Because the conviction is over 10 years old and has an individual had no subsequent convictions, we are recommending that the board approve this request and reapply.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant Neatly Twisted LLC, DBA O'Griff's Microbrewery and Grill leave to reapply for a retail establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
The second request to reapply is from Leahy Lounge. Leahy's Lounge was allowed to withdraw its application in October of 2016 because of some outstanding tax issues. Those have been resolved, and staff recommends that the board grant Leahy's Lounge leave to reapply.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant Leahy's Lounge, Inc., DBA Leahy's Lounge, leave to reapply for a retail license. Retail establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
The next recommendation to the board is that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the license of Joseph Sobin for failing to providing false information to the board's agents during the investigation and for disclosing confidential information of his employer.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of Joseph Sobin for providing false information to a board agent and for failing to cooperate with a board investigation. That set this action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Our next recommendation is that the board revoke the terminal handler licenses of Sharon Larson and Nimbeth Herrera for misconduct while employed.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the terminal handler licenses Sharon Lynn Larson and Nimbeth Herrera for misconduct. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff next recommends or requests that the board, the board recently issued a disciplinary complaint against William Beckman and Elton. He failed to answer that complaint and to pay the $250 fine. So staff is now recommending that the board revoke his terminal handler license.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of William Alessius Beckman for failing to disclose an arrest and not responding to a board-issued disciplinary complaint or paying a board-issued fine. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
We also recommend that the board revoke the establishment license of Eats and Beats Entertainment Group. The owner failed to inform the board of an arrest and subsequent guilty plea.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Eats and Beats Entertainment Group, Inc., DBA, Jackie's Slots and Shots, for failing to notify the board of the arrest and criminal conviction of its owner. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. For active tax liability.
Staff recommends that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking 7 establishment licenses. We currently have or have had a history of outstanding tax liabilities and otherwise failed to maintain the minimum qualifications for licensure.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue disciplinary complaints revoking the retail establishment licenses of the following: Miss D's Kitchen Bar and Grill, Inc., DBA Miss D's Kitchen, Perna Pizzas, Inc., DBA Perna's Pizza, Fisherly Enterprises, Inc., DBA Nero's Pizza and Pub, Dutch Hollow Barn Corporation, DBA Dutch Hollow Barn, Stimac Enterprises, Inc., DBA Stimac Restaurant and Bar, Dos Bandidos, Inc., DBA Charlie's R's Steakhouse, and Janice M. Vetrum, DBA Jan's Bar and Grill, for failing to maintain the minimum qualifications for licensures. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff is recommending that the board issue a disciplinary complaint fining the establishment of Horseshoe Saloon $1,000 because the owner of the location interfered with continuing operation of several video game terminals following the dispute over payout percentages with the terminal operator.
And the interference was unplugging?
Unplugging.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Horseshoe Saloon, Inc., DBA Horseshoe Saloon, for its owner's interference with the approved and continuing operation of terminals in the establishment. This action would take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless a $1,000 fine is paid or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Underage access.
Our next recommendations stem from a recent underage gaming compliance investigation conducted by board agents in May of this year. Board agents identified 7 establishments that allowed underage persons to enter the locations designated video gaming areas and to wager at the video game terminals. Staff is recommending that the board assess a $5,000 fine in each of these locations.
Is there a a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the retail establishment license of the following: 27 Irving Park LLC, DBA Horseshoe Inn; The Backroom Inc., DBA Cafe Amici; Anna's Cafe Place LLC, DBA Anna's Cafe Place LLC; Elite Cafe and Billiards Inc., DBA Elite Billiards; Simone Corp., DBA Bell Liquor and Tap; Le Serve LLC, DBA Brunswick Zone Niles; and NAMI 99 Inc., DBA Sway Bar, for permitting persons under the age of 21 to access, use, or play video gaming terminals. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless each establishment pays a fine of $5,000 or promptly files an answer within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Failure to provide safe gaming location.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we are recommending the board revoke the establishment licenses of four locations. These establishments fail to provide an environment where video gaming terminals can be operated without a threat to public health and safety. Therefore, we are requesting that you revoke these licenses.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the retail establishment license of Club 30 LLC, DBA Jones Bar; Breakout Inc., DBA Breakout Billiards; Desperado Bar and Grill LLC, DBA Desperado Bar and Grill LLC; and Mucho Gusto LLC, DBA Enzuri, for conducting video gaming operations in a manner that poses a threat to public health and safety, and otherwise failing to maintain the minimum qualifications for licensure. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the dates of service of the complaints, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Failure to maintain valid liquor license.
Staff next recommends that the board revoke the location license of Stacy's 45. The owner location has passed away, and our attempts to contact relatives to obtain a surrender of the license have been unanswered.
All right. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the retail establishment license of Stacy's 45 Incorporated, DBA Stacy's 45. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Jack's Gaming Cafe.
Yeah, the last disciplinary complaint recommendation is to revoke the location license of Lisa Frisbee Enterprises, doing business at Jack's Gaming Cafe. After the board mandated that the husband of the owner of this location be at the piece that was determined to be statutorily ineligible.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the retail establishment license of Lisa Frisbee Enterprises LLC, DBA Jack's Gaming Cafe, due to the criminal history of a person of significant interest and control. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the dates of service of the complaints, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Settlements.
We have a number of settlements this month. The first recommendation is from staff that the board rescind the May 2017 disciplinary complaint voted to be issued against Illinois Gaming Investors LLC. After the board voted and prior to the issuance of the complaint, the Illinois Gaming Investors provided information to the board that it had in fact asked the board permission to leave terminals at a location when that location was closed.
All right. Very good. Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's recommendation as well as information provided by the licensee, I move that the board rescind the disciplinary complaint voted by the board to be issued at its May 2017 meeting to the Illinois Gaming Investors LLC.
Is there a second to that motion to rescind?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Finally, staff recommends that the board grant the administrator authority to enter into settlement agreements with and dismiss complaints filed against six locations, since these establishments provided information subsequent to the complaints being filed that merit settlement of cases.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, as well as information provided in the filed answers, I move to delegate to the administrator the authority to enter into settlement agreements with and to administratively dismiss complaints against the following licensees, or to provide the settlement agreements to the administrative law judge for disposition. B&R Just One More LLC DBA Just One More DCV 1752, Beverly Brink Inc. DBA The Office DCV 1773, Accel Entertainment Gaming LLC DCV 1737, Lucky Me LLC DBA Lucky Me DCV 1745, Aunt Betty's Barbecue and Spirits LLC DBA Aunt B's Place DCV 1743, and Champagne Rentals LLC DBA Food and Fun Emporium DCV 1744.
Is there a second?
Second.
And Mr. General Counsel, as I understand it, B&R is a $2,500 settlement?
Yes.
And Beverly Brink is a rescission settlement due to the taxes having been paid?
That's correct.
So we're just withdrawing the complaint there?
We will. We'll memorialize it. So.
Right. And Accel is a $7,500 settlement?
Reduction from 10 to 75.
And
7.5, excuse me.
and Lucky Me is a $7,500 fine. That's settlement as well?
Yes.
And then Aunt Betty's and Champagne Rentals are revocations?
So
agreed with our withdrawals?
Right.
Okay, surrenders, whatever. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, the motion to delegate to the administrator the authority to settle to make these settlements is granted unanimously. Mr. Administrator, are there any other matters for the Video Gaming Board?
That concludes all of our business today.
Very good.
I move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.